When I speak to artists, the number one thing that they're often feeling is overwhelmed and a sense of not enoughness. And I think I know where that comes from. In this week's episode, I'm going to help you get rid of that feeling of overwhelm and help bring some clarity and calm into your art practice and your art business. Welcome to The Optimistic Artist. I'm Monique Story, artist, creative entrepreneur, and whiskey enthusiast. I'm deeply passionate about helping artists find their possible by bringing the clarity, strategy, and inspiration you need to turn that art hobby of yours into a thriving art business. After many sold-out collections, I've learned a thing or two about marketing art whilst also thriving as a mum and creative. Marketing tips, productivity hacks, artist mindset, finances, failure. We cover it all as you hear from myself and other experts in the field. Whatever creative dreams you've got hidden in your heart, I'm here to tell you it is possible. So get ready, my friend. This is The Optimistic Artist. So towards the end of last year, I was at an art fair. I was there just connecting with artists and encouraging them, answering their questions. And the great thing about art fairs is the community. It's incredible to connect with other artists and just get encouragement and ideas. And for the most part, the community element is just amazing. But there was one thing that I noticed. There was an edge of comparison in the air. I noticed a few artists looking around and saying things like, oh, I've got it now. Art prizes. I need to be doing art prizes. That's the key. Or I have to be on TikTok. That is going to change everything. Or a feeling of, oh, maybe if I start selling prints, then things will click into place. And just to be clear, all of those things are great. If they truly are the best next step for you where you are at in your art business right now. When you're running an art business, there are so many possibilities and so many things that can genuinely propel your art business forward, which is amazing. You can do commissions, gallery representation, community projects like murals, selling prints, using third-party websites like Blue Thumb, markets, art fairs, art prizes, art residencies, collaborating with brands, email marketing, be in magazines, be a guest on a podcast, Instagram, online launches. There are so many options to create a profitable, enjoyable art business, which is a great thing. But it can also lead to a whole lot of overwhelm, confusion, and comparison. And no one operates at their best when they are feeling overwhelmed, confused, or discouraged because they are comparing themselves. When you're in a state of overwhelm and comparison, it usually leads to one of two things. Number one, paralysis. There are so many options and possibilities that you just do nothing. Or you procrastinate the task of choosing a strategy or a next step by filling your time with things that don't actually move your art business forward. Now, the other place that feeling overwhelmed might lead you to is being in the state of constant motion. You see someone else winning an art prize, so you think, ah, yes, that's the key. But before you've even finished the application, you see another artist doing a gallery show. So you start writing proposals to your local galleries. And then you see someone selling prints. So then suddenly you're Googling how to make prints. And then you see someone win an art prize again. So you're back onto filling out the art prize application. And then you realize that you actually needed to be on TikTok, so you create an account, and then you hear email marketing is the way to go, so you're mapping out an email marketing plan, and before you know it, you've done 1,000 things without ever really doing anything, and you're just exhausted and right back to feeling overwhelmed and not enough. So what causes us to get stuck in either a place of procrastination paralysis or constant motion, this place where we're constantly jumping ship to a new idea, to a new strategy, to try and propel our art career forward? I think there's two things that keep us feeling overwhelmed. Number one is a lack of clarity, not actually knowing what to focus on. I vividly remember wanting to take my career to the next step, but just not knowing what my next step should be. And number two is not committing to staying focused on your next step, no matter how appealing or seemingly successful someone else's strategy or next step may seem. Now, there's no judgment here. This is me to a T. I love starting new things. And I also love learning. Learning new things is my jam. Learning is my superpower. So it's super easy and tempting for me to constantly be jumping ship to a new tool or a new art marketing strategy. But I have learned over the years to stay focused on what my current goal and next step is. Because every time you jump ship to a new idea or a new strategy or a new platform, you are using up valuable time. Time that could be used just perfecting and honing the thing that you are already working on. I have wasted so much time jumping ship when I could have stayed in the perfectly good ship I was already in and just steered that ship to success. I don't know how we got onto a ship metaphor, but we're here, so now I'm writing this thing out. So the problem is, it's really hard to stay the course. Is that a thing that boat people say? We're here now, we're going to go with it, we're doing a boat metaphor. It's hard to stay focused and on track if you don't actually have confidence and clarity around your next step and what your focus for that season should be that you're in. Now, important side note, there's nothing wrong with trying new things. In fact, I encourage it. Trying new things is how we learn and we find what works and what brings us joy. But I want you to hear this. It's your motivation and the thought behind trying new things or adding a new dimension to your art practice that matters. When you have a new idea, like entering an art prize, ask yourself, why? Why am I choosing to use my very limited time to do this particular thing at this particular time in my art career? Is it the best possible thing to propel me forward into success? And what does success actually look like for you? I used to think that being represented by a gallery was the definition of being a successful artist. But when I thought about what success looked like for me in the season that I was in, gallery representation wasn't right. I had two tiny humans at home and I needed maximum flexibility and control over deadlines. Pursuing what would have been success for someone else in that season would have been the wrong next step for me. Now that my tiny humans are a little older and I'm so busy focusing on the podcast, exhibiting in a gallery makes a lot of sense for me. But it's all about what is the right next step for you in the season that you are in. The right thing at the wrong time is still the wrong thing. Email marketing, gallery representation, artist residencies, online launches, these are all good things. But you need to decide which of these is right for you right now in the season that you are in, and then commit to focusing on that next step, really giving it justice before you move on or add another dimension to your art practice. Keep it simple and it will reduce the overwhelm and bring calm into your practice like never before. Now, you might see artists who have diversified their income stream. They're doing prints, They are doing collaborations with brands and they're doing originals, and there's nothing wrong with that. It's really smart to diversify your income streams, and I have an episode all about that coming up, but it's not a great place to start. Just start with one thing and really focus on that and hone your skill in that area, whether it's email marketing or whether it's social media. Just choose one thing, start slowly, and then start adding dimensions to your art business as you go. Having an artist community is amazing for encouragement and ideas and support. But when it comes to choosing your own personal next step, take some time to assess where you're at and where you want to head, where you want to go, and start to think about just one or two things that you can do that will get you there. And then make a commitment to yourself to say no to all the other shiny possibilities and just focus on your one or two things with confidence and clarity. Maybe it's to finally start your email list. I have a great blog post about that, by the way, that I will add in the episode description. Or maybe it's to refine your commission process or to do more commissions this year, which I also have resources for that I'll link to. Maybe it's to do an artist residency. Maybe it's to finally get consistent and strategic on social media. Whatever it is, please don't let yourself get caught up with what's working for somebody else. It's exhausting, overwhelming, and honestly, just not very effective. I want you to remember two things. You're in this for the long haul. That means you need this thing to be sustainable and enjoyable. Trying to do all the things because someone else is not sustainable, enjoyable, and not effective. Decide on the one or two things that's right for you right now. The next thing I want you to remember is to honor your season. You might love the idea of doing a four-day art fair or collaborating with a brand and getting your artwork on their products. Just because you're saying no now doesn't mean you're saying no forever. It's just for now. Keep it simple, keep it focused, sustainable, and most importantly, enjoyable. You're in this for the long haul, so those other things, they can wait for when the time is right. Okay, so to bring this thing home, or should I say, bring the ship to the shore, to the dock, the harbour? I don't know. Look, I'd like to formally apologise for using a ship metaphor when I clearly know nothing about boats. What I'm trying to say is to end the podcast, I want to give you some action items. Number one. Take some time and figure out what success looks like for you. Get specific. Number two, decide on one or two things that you need to focus on in the season to get yourself there. And number three, probably the most important, is commit to focusing on just those few things and saying no to every other shiny thing that comes your way, no matter how good it looks on someone else. Say no to constantly jumping ship and being in perpetual motion but never going anywhere. Most artists that I talk to are living in a state of complete overwhelm, and it's not a good way to live, friends. The best way for you not to allow overwhelm to be part of your year is to be clear on where your ship is going, and to be focused on the course and commit to saying no when you need to. Now, you might know exactly what you need to focus on. Maybe you need to hone your commission strategy or process. If that's you, moniquestory.com/commission guide. Maybe you want to start showing up more consistently and with more strategy on social media. My free Story That Sells guide will help you find your unique story and learn how to tell it and show up on social media with ease and to grow your audience and to grow your connection with your audience and turn them into collectors. If that's you, check out moniquestory.com/story-that-sells. Okay, now if 2023 is the year you want to finally turn your art hobby into a business, I want you to lean in. If you know that you want to start to take things seriously, do the work and build a thriving art business you love running, but you just don't know what to focus on, then my free resource, 4 Steps to Turn Your Art Hobby into a Business, is going to be your best friend. This is a super comprehensive guide. If you're looking for all the answers in a 1-page document, this is not for you. If you're willing to do the work, then this resource will show you where to put the work in. I literally go through the 4 steps that I took to turn my art hobby into a business. So a little bit about what's included. I start off by helping you figure out how to change your mindset from a hobbyist to a business owner, and that's key. It has ideas and strategies for finding and connecting with your ideal collector. It has tips for how to create demand and put buyers into action mode. It has prompts to help your time on social media actually move the needle. It has a social media planning template that's going to save you hours. It has my online launch strategy and the one thing I attribute all my success to. You can find this resource for free at moniquestory.com/4 steps. That's Monique's story with an EY /4 steps. Or I'll also link to it in the show description. One thing I do to reduce overwhelm is that I pick one area of focus per quarter. If you choose making your way through this book, 4 Steps to Turn Your Art Hobby into a Business, your focus for the first half of the year and you really implement it, I know it's going to move your business and bring clarity. I want you to imagine that moment where you are tempted to jump ship and try some strategy you're seeing someone else having success with. Imagine that feeling of not enoughness as you're about to add yet another thing to your plate. Now imagine being able to pause and say to yourself, hey, calm the farm. You don't need to be doing what that other person is doing. You already know your focus for the first half of the year. You're working through the 4 steps to turn your art hobby into a business. Creating a TikTok account or entering that art prize can wait for later. This is my focus right now, and that is okay. The clarity and the calm that comes with having focus is incredible, and I want that for you. moniquestory.com/4 steps. Is this the year that you turn that art hobby into a thriving art business? I hope so, friends. The best way forward is one step at a time. And by listening today, you just took one more step in the direction of your dreams. If you're looking for more, head on over to moniquestory.com. That's story with an EY. There you can get your hands on today's show notes and heaps of other free resources. Until next time, go and find your possible.